But we begin with news from the Korean Peninsula. There's a transformation there today, and it may not be a good one. Something that's rarely seen, thankfully, in the skies over this part of the world. Two American B-2 stealth bombers. These nuclear-capable B-2s made a nonstop trip from the Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri all the way to South Korea, the first time the U.S. military has publicly announced a mission like that. And only yesterday, Pyongyang cut off the last remaining military hotline with its southern neighbor. All of this is seen as escalating aggression towards Seoul. Joel Witt is the visiting fellow at Johns Hopkins, and he runs the website dedicated to North Korea there. It's called 38north.org. Joel, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, Joel, the sight of two B-2 stealth bombers over the skies of South Korea, clearly American planes, explain to us what the message is here. They're a big billboard, stealth bombers.
Well, the message is very clear. North Korea has been making a lot of threats, including the threat of nuclear attacks against the United States and South Korea. And so by sending these bombers in a visible way to fly over the peninsula, we're sending a message back, and that is that don't think about it because we have enough nuclear capabilities to wipe you out.
Was there ever any doubt about that in the first place? We need to display it visually?
Well, no, there's no doubt about it. Of course, everyone knows about what capabilities the United States has, but sometimes it's worth reminding people what we're capable of doing.
And so rhetoric is one thing, saber-rattling we're sort of used to. What kind of reaction do we expect from the North Koreans after they will have seen American bombers?
Well, I think you can expect more rhetoric and more threats, but there's a basic point here that needs to be made, and that is that we may be one step away from a second Korean War. And I say that because if there's any sort of provocation, like there were in 2010 when North Korea sunk a South Korean ship and launched a small artillery attack against South Korea, or there may even be accidents that happen because, you know, the troops are in close proximity along the DMZ. If that happens, the danger of escalation is going to be great in this kind of tense situation. And if it escalates, then we're into a large-scale conflict.
So, Joel Witt, before we let you go, what is the best-case scenario? There will be a reaction from the North, we're sure, probably angry reaction, but we'll have to interpret it. What's the best reaction we can hope for in terms of getting past this latest escalation?
Well, I think it's just that it'll be all talk and no action. But the danger is, as I said, that if there is any concrete action, it won't come right away. It'll come later on because the North is going to pick and choose its time to launch provocations. And doing that now would be pretty stupid.
Escalating tensions yet again on the Korean Peninsula, this time two American stealth bombers circling the skies over the south in an unmistakable billboard of American nuclear power. Joel Witt, visiting fellow at Johns Hopkins, who runs their website. It's called 38 North, a website on North Korea. Thanks, Joel.
Thanks a lot.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.